Today I am going to talk a little bit about prayer. We've said that as a church we're going to be heading into a time of prayer now and a time of seeking God for ourselves, for the church and for other things as well. So I just thought it'd be really good to just kind of touch on that a little bit this morning, and then we are going to break into small groups and we're going to pray about different things as well. So what is prayer? Sometimes, you know, when you think of prayer meetings, some people are like, yes, a good prayer meeting. Some people are like, oh, a prayer meeting, you have to kind of psych ourselves up for it. But we kind of, I feel sometimes we kind of like make prayer a bigger thing than what it, not a bigger thing, but kind of make it something that it really isn't. Because simply, prayer is a conversation between you and God. And Mother Teresa, she says, prayer is nothing else than being on terms of friendship with God. And I love that. It's just being friends with God. If you've got a friend, then you'll talk to them. You'll have a conversation with them. And prayer is no different than that. Prayer is having a conversation with God. It isn't something that we have to do a big ritual to pray to God. We don't have to get down on our knees to pray to God. We don't even have to close our eyes to pray to God. We can just pray to God. We can just have a conversation with God and tell him how we're feeling and what's going on. Or sometimes it can just be just a little chat. I do love Beth Baroni, who comes to the church sometimes. I do love how her relationship with God. I do love how she just chats to God about everything and anything all the time. And you can really see that connection that she has with God. And I love that. I don't love it so much when you're playing a game with her, because I have played games with her and she is a little cheat. It is cheating. I'm sorry. But you know, she will very much be like talking to God and asking God what move to do next. And I'm like, that's cheating. You just got to do it yourself. That's playing with somebody else. So, and she always wins as well. So we can thank God for things. We can chat about our day. We can ask God for help. We can ask God for healing, for guidance. We can also ask God for different emotions, for peace. You know, if we're feeling, you know, fearful or upset about something, you know, that God is there with his arms outstretched for us all the time. And we can pray for other people as well. There's loads of things. I mean, literally everything, isn't it, that we can pray to God. It's a connection between us and God. I'm going to look at some Bible verses. So I've given Ben a good list of Bible verses. I just got to try and get over my Bible. Wow, Mia, you are looking super cool. Loving it. Okay, in Acts 2, bear with me one second. In Acts 2:42, it says, they joined with the other believers and devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, sharing in the Lord's Supper and in prayer. They gathered together and they prayed together. They shared meals together. They shared God's word with each other and they prayed together. They devoted themselves to prayer. And sometimes we go through seasons where we need to devote ourselves to prayer. We need to give it a special place. And when we're kind of seeking God for something, then that's what we need to do. And as a church, that's a time that we're entering into. It's a time where we're entering into a season of prayer where we are deliberately devoting ourselves to prayer. We're saying, God, we want to connect with you. We want to talk to you. But prayer isn't one way, it's two way. So although we want to pray to God about stuff, we also want to hear what he has to say back. So why are we doing this? Why are we saying that we're going into this season of prayer? Why are we looking at doing this? Well, as a leadership team, We believe that this is what God wants to do, wants us to do, that this is what God said for us to do. But we also believe as a leadership team that he doesn't just speak to us, the six of us. He can speak to every single one of you in this room. And I 100% believe that. He has something to say to every single person. And also, the way that God can speak to me is very different than the way he can speak to Donna or to Stephen. There's lots of different ways that God can speak. And we want all the flavors of what God wants to say. We want to hear from God from everybody, because that's when we come together as a body of people and we grow together in that time as well. We are kind of coming together like they did in Acts, and we're saying, yeah, we're going to devote ourselves. We want to hear what you have to say, God, because it's important and it has an important part in church life. You know, and I said it just now, we are an us. It's not the leadership team and the rest of you. It's everybody all together. We're on this journey together. We're on a journey of finding what God wants to say about the church together. We are one body. We're all involved. And we want everybody involved. So in Jeremiah 29... I should have highlighted them in my Bible, because now I'm trying to find the verses. I'm getting there. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. I will be found by you. So God's saying there, when you seek me, you will find me. You will hear me. And we need to come with that expectant heart of, yeah, we're going to hear what God says. We're going to talk to God, but also he's going to talk back to us. And I love that. I think that's, you know, that's just so lovely. God listens when we talk to him. His ears are open. He hears everything that we say. I love that bit in the film. I think it's God Almighty? What's the film with the Bruce Almighty? I knew that was something almighty. And there's a bit in the film where he's like hearing like loads of people talking to God, and there's like reams of paper and like all this sound going on, and he's like, oh my God, is this what it's like? And I'm like, oh, I wonder if it is like that, God. I wonder how you do hear all of us at the same time. But he does. He's pretty cool, so you know, he does. But that bit always makes me laugh. When we connect to him, he hears us. It opens the gates for God to speak back to us and give us what we need and hear the words that he has to say. When we're anxious and worried, he can give us peace. When we're fearful, he can give us love. When we're concerned about future and future worries, he can guide us. When we pray for friends and community, we hear God's thoughts. We can hear what he says. Hearing from God and seeing him move in situations helps us move forward in our relationship with God. As we talk to God, as we connect with him, and we start to see him do things, and we start to hear the things that he said to us come into place, that encourages us and it builds up our faith, and it moves us closer to God, and it moves us forward in our relationship with him. Okay, Romans 12:12. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always be prayerful. Keep on going. Keep praying. When times get tough, then keep talking to God. Keep asking him. Keep our focus on God. Like Stephen was saying earlier, it's keeping our focus on God. And when I was looking at this and looking at the Message version, it says, don't quit in hard times, pray all the harder. And I love that. Pray all the harder. Don't quit. Don't give up. Just keep praying because God has an answer. And sometimes we don't always see the answer that we expect to our prayers. Sometimes we come with our own little motive and like, okay, God, this is what we're praying for and this is what we want. And then when it doesn't happen, we're like, oh, well, what happened there? Why did that not happen? Why is that not worked out? But actually, if we look a bit closer and look a bit deeper, we can see God's hand and we can see that actually he's worked in that. You know, like when Emily was away and they ripped up her plane ticket, I can imagine the face on Emily. Oh, okay. But they connected with God. They got other people to connect with God. And although it was a bit traumatic, they got there. They got on their holiday. God made it happen. And so just we need to look at a little bit deeper sometimes and take our eyes off sometimes what we expect, because what we expect might not be what God is thinking. He knows the bigger plan. He knows the bigger picture. And so we need to trust him in that as well. Okay, Psalm 119. When you start looking in about prayer in the Bible, there's so much. And I was like, oh, that's good. Well, that's good. Oh, I want to say that bit. So, yeah, I got a bit carried away with the Bible verses. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. God's word guides us. He lights up the way. And as we read God's word and as we connect with him and pray to him, he shows us the way. And sometimes the way can look a little bit dark and a little bit gloomy and we're not quite sure if there is any light in there, but there is. That's when we need to go back to the praying a bit harder and keep praying and not quitting. And we need to keep our eyes focused on God speak out those promises that he said to you. Speak out those things that he said to you in the past. God, you've said to me this about thing, this thing. You said this. Your word says this. And as you do that, your faith rises up in you. As a church, we want to continue to be guided by God. We want to follow what he says. We want to do what he wants us to do. We want to be people who hear God's word and live by it. We want to be people that stand out in our community doing the thing that God wants us to do. And that's really, really important. We want to know what God wants us to do. And I'd encourage you to find out, ask God, what is it that you want me to do? What is my place? What is the thing that you're saying to me right now? And what is it that you want? Where do you want me to be? Where do you want me to stand? I believe that as we spend this time praying to God and as we spend time devoting ourselves to prayer, I believe that God's going to reveal new things to us. It's a new season and he's got a new thing and something fresh for us. And I'm excited. Are you excited? Are you excited about what God's going to do? I'm excited because he's got something new for us. And I don't know what that is, but I know it's going to be good. Because I know we're going to be following what he's saying for us to do. Okay, Ephesians 6. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all the Christians everywhere. We need to pray in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. We need to focus our eyes on him And we need to stay alert to listen to his voice. And we need to pray for everyone, everywhere. That's what the Bible says. Pray for people. Pray for each other. As a body of people, we need to pray for each other. When people are going through hard times, it was really great last week when people got round Donna and prayed for Donna. That was really great. It was really lovely to see. It was really encouraging because it was the body of Christ getting round somebody that needed prayer. And that's what, that excites me. That I sat there thinking, this is amazing. This is really great. This is what church is about. It's looking after each other and it's focusing on those things.